This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. The U.S. House of Representatives is set to vote Tuesday on authorizing lawsuits against Attorney General William Barr and former White House counsel Don McGahn. The lawsuits are over their refusal to cooperate with congressional subpoenas in connection with the Russian election interference investigation. On Monday, the House reached a deal for the Justice Department to turn over crucial documents collected from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler.
I am pleased that we have reached an agreement to review at least some of the evidence underlying the Mueller report, including interview notes, firsthand accounts of misconduct, and other critical evidence, and that this material will be made available without delay to members of the committee on both sides of the aisle.
Lawmakers want access to documents from Mueller's report on whether President Donald Trump obstructed justice by trying to thwart the investigation. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is defending the Trump administration's deal with Mexico to curb the flow of Central American migrants to the U.S.-Mexican border. VOA's diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain has more from the State Department.
Asked how this deal is different from previous negotiations, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the scale of the deal and the commitment from Mexico this time are different, and that these agreements would not have happened without the president's threat of tariffs. State Department spokesperson Morgan Ortega.
But we expect to see dramatic reductions in the coming weeks and months, and I would say that the Mexican government was incredibly confident and the actions that they were taking that we would see dramatic reductions.
Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
And we have more on this story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump is threatening to impose tariffs on another $325 billion worth of imported goods from China. Trump says that's if Chinese President Xi Jinping does not engage in new trade talks with him later this month. Trump said he expects to meet Xi in Osaka, Japan, at the G20 meeting of the leaders of the world's largest economies later this month.
I think President Xi of China, great relationship with him. I think he'll be there. We are scheduled to talk and to meet. I think interesting things will happen. Let's see what happens.
Trump said he would impose the new tariffs on top of the tariffs he already has levied on $200 billion worth of Chinese exports if Xi skips the meeting. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection Service says some of its data has been exposed in a malicious cyber attack that compromised a subcontractor's computer network. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Customs and Border Protection says the data exposed included images of travelers and license plate numbers, presumably collected at points of entry. It did not specify how many images may have been copied, but says none of the data has been identified on the Internet or the dark web.
That was the AP's Ben Thomas. The Federal Aviation Administration says the National Transportation Safety Board is investigating a helicopter crash atop of a New York City skyscraper Monday. The helicopter crash landed on the roof of a Manhattan high-rise, killing the pilot and starting a fire, according to New York officials. As the investigation continues, New York Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney says it's time for the FAA to only allow essential helicopter flights over the area.
I really, truly, deeply believe, and I've called for it before, I've called for it for years, to ban non-essential helicopter flight over New York City.
The crash close to Times Square immediately evoked memories of the September 11th terrorist attacks in the same area of the city. Authorities in Mali are urging rival ethnic groups to show restraint after at least 95 people were killed when armed men attacked a village in central Mali overnight Monday. A Mali government spokesman said at least 19 people are missing after ethnic Fulani fighters attacked a village of the ethnic Dogon people. Tensions have existed for years between Dogon farmers and Fulani herders. The Turkish Defense Ministry said Tuesday the country killed 10 Kurdish militants in Syria's Tel Rifat region Sunday, the ministry calling it retaliation for an attack that killed a Turkish soldier. And Reuters reports a Lebanese businessman with a U.S. residency has been freed from Iran, where he's been detained since 2015. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News. Voice of